You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 152 of Wisdom by Wessa. This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Aguilar. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by Wessa, the Western and English Sales Association, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews and with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Sophia, I heard all exhibitor contracts are in. We're one step closer to the August Wessa Trade Show.
Yes, we received over 350 exhibitor contracts, which means that the August Wessa Trade Show just keeps on growing. And of course, we're counting the days to open the doors in less than 2 months.
Incredible. It's going to be a few more sleeps and then we are right there. Does that mean that the retailers can get familiar with their floor plans now? How is that looking?
Yes. And of course, it's never too soon to take a first look at the floor plans. Amy and Jeff have completed the space assignment, which means that the floor plans are now available on WessaTradeShow.com under the venue tab and also on the Wessa Trade Show app. Again, the Wessa Trade Show app is really the secret weapon that I do recommend to each retailer. So just download the app and start mapping away around the show.
Could not live through Wessa twice a year without the app. So hop online. Is that available for Android as well as iPhone?
Yes, it's available in both of the stores.
Dun, dun, dun. And now it's time to get on with our first guest. Glenn Orms is a third-generation hat shaper and co-founder of Hat Masters Training and Wholesale. Glenn has helped to shape, literally and figuratively, the way cowboy hats are crafted, customized, and sold across the Western industry, and most likely across the world. With deep roots in tradition and forward-thinking approach to retail support and training, Glenn is passionate about passing the knowledge that's been in his family for generations. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
This is such an interesting conversation to have. You don't hear a lot about schools or projects or businesses that are out to pass generational knowledge onto an outside generation. So what spurred you, what inspired you to start the school for hat shaping? What was the inclination there?
Well, there's several reasons for wanting to pass on the hat shaping skills and knowledge to further generations. And that was really inspired by our store, the Cow Lot, which started in 1952 in Wichita Falls, Texas. And it retired in 2004. The man that started it was a great WESA member. I mean, he's been there since WESA started. I can remember going to markets and when I was a teenager. I'm now in my 60s, late 60s. And he was with all those great early Western wear owners and creators of Western stores throughout North Texas and Texas as a whole. I guess you could call it nationally as well, right? There's so many great Western stores that have been around so long, and I'm sure you guys see a lot of those, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So who is your student? Who is the Hat Masters School for?
Well, going back to the story I was speaking to before, there were so many great things about that generation that I couldn't help but continue the Cow Lot when my wife and I started up about 10 years ago. And we did that just as a traveling show. We would go to horse shows and rodeos all throughout the Southwest, anything west of the Rocky Mountains, including the Rocky Mountain region. And everywhere we went, we had people ask us or tell us, oh my gosh, there's nobody in our part of the country left that shapes hats. can you come to our event? Can you come to our town? And of course, there was only the two of us, so we couldn't get around. And then the second thing was we had so many people stand in front of our hat shaping booth and ask if they could learn. Could I teach them how? And of course, we were on the road and we didn't have a storefront at the time. So it kept coming up and coming up. And all those great Western stores had disappeared, you know, eaten up by the big box stores. And that was basically because there weren't enough cowboys. I mean, cowboys around in a hub town like Wichita Falls, Texas, where the Calotte started. There weren't enough ranchers and real cowboys around to really support a true Western store with saddles and tack. And so, I want to keep that alive. I heard what they were saying. And we continued on. We hit COVID. COVID sent us in to our warehouse. And we knew the only way to survive that, since we were an event-based company, was to start up our internet company. And we worked into that real well and found out a lot of great marketing skills, especially on how to fit a hat at a distance. You know, how am I going to make sure your hat fits you in Dallas when we're in Denver? So we developed a proprietary measuring system, and it works great for us. So we learned these tricks along the way, and I kept still hearing that question because of the internet. We'd send a hat to, say, Nevada, and the guy that got it would say, "Oh my gosh, are you guys still traveling? And can you come to our event?" And of course, we weren't traveling because of COVID. But I mean, as things loosened up, people started asking us to come back to their events. But we were forced to open a store because of the high interest in having your hat shaped or coming into a facility and doing it, you know, one-on-one. So that idea stuck with me, and, you know, I really wanted to somehow pass that along and make hat shaping or hats made bespoke to your specifications. You know, of course, cowboys wear their hats differently in every part of the country. And you used to be able to look at a cowboy and tell, you know, where he was from and what he did, if he was a rancher or a rodeo cowboy. But with the internet, now things, styles get pretty universal. So still people want that very bespoke experience.
So when somebody is shaping a hat, they've gone to your school, they've learned at least the basics of shaping hats. Are these skills that can be used when shaping other hats that aren't, for, I'm going to use my air quotes, cowboys?
Oh yeah. My youngest son got into the hat business with me after he had gotten out of college. He decided that he wanted to start his own hat company. So I taught him how to shape, because we really didn't come up, but during his youth and his brother's youth, I wasn't in the hat business at that time. So they didn't really learn the skills until Parker saw what we were doing with my father at a National Western Stock Show. At the National Western Stock Show, Parker stood off at a distance and saw what his grandfather and I were doing, and decided that was something that he was really interested in. So I taught him how to shape, and that taught me a lot about how to pass that along. And then my oldest son came to me, and he had an idea. He didn't have an idea at all. He's a hard worker. He's been involved in sales most of his career, and he wanted to start his own business because he'd seen what Parker and I'd done. And of course, who doesn't want to work for themselves, right?
So, of course.
Of course. You have the best job in the world is working for yourself. So he said he was thinking about opening a business. And I said, well, I have this idea that has been kicked around, and, you know, people keep asking us to teach them how to shape hats. And some of them want to start their own business. So we came up with a Hat Masters program and started it 2 years ago. And it's more than just a hat shaping class. We bring people in for 3 days and they learn both my skills and Parker's skills. So Parker developed more skills in the urban type areas. He played college football. Division I college football. So he had a lot of ends with sports figures around Denver. And he started up his own hat company. He didn't really feel comfortable shaping cowboy hats, although I taught him how, and he knows how. So he told me, you know, Dad, I really want to take off and do my own thing. And so he's been very successful. It's called Hats by Parker Thomas. You can find him on Instagram. He has a store in the Cherry Creek District, and he still does events all over the United States. He's invited to Florida, from California to Florida. Lou Casey's invited him to come to their events at the CMA Awards and a couple other events that they've done. So they hire him to come in and be their guest hat shaper, or I'm not sure what is the word for celebrity. So they bring him in.
Celebrity.
Yeah, I'm not one, you can tell.
There you go.
Yeah, but he's become quite a personality in the hat shaping business.
So for a retailer, or perhaps someone who is associated with the Western industry that perhaps doesn't have a lot of experience, would this be a good class to take to learn the basics, not necessarily to be a hat shaper professionally, but this would be really useful to give some insight into being a retailer of quality hats? Maybe they are going to hire somebody else to be their hat shaper, but they're going to know the basics of hat shaping, because I'm sure somebody who hasn't had a lot of experience or hasn't had a lot of training, there are probably some really common basic mistakes that people are making that are limiting their success. Could you maybe tell me some of those?
Well, yeah, that's what I was leading up to. Is hat masters started off to be just a way to teach people how to shape hats, but it immediately became a business school. We bring people in and we don't just teach them how to shape hats, you know, both the urban side and the cowboy side. That's why Parker and I work so well together, is they get to learn two different skill sets for two different audiences. And we also have taken one of our students has a master's in business, and we teach people actually how to start their own business. So it's become more of a business school than just a hat shaping school. And we have a lot of people, including Ariat has brought in several of their managers. So we've had two sessions with Ariat to bring in their hat shapers and teach them, sharpen their skills for the people who already have skills, and then go through the whole hat shaping process with their buyers so that they understand the hat business better. So we don't just teach you how to shape hats. We teach you how to run your business. We give you all the ins and outs of what we've learned with the brick and mortar, and especially the online side of it, especially the social media side, which is so important in building everyone's business these days.
That's perfect. And then at WESA coming up in August, specifically on Thursday, August 14th at 1:00 local time, you're going to have the Sip and Shape with you and Parker. What is going to happen at the Sip and Shape event?
Well, we're going to be set up. We'll have some steamers there. We'll have students that are coming to WESA now. So a lot of our students over the past couple of years have opened up their own brick and mortars, and they are WESA customers. They're coming in to book their appointments with the suppliers.
Guessing there's going to be wine involved.
If you provide it.
There will be a beverages, adult or otherwise, involved. Yeah. For folks who want to learn more about your many successful businesses centered around the hat portion of the Western industry, where can they find you online and on social?
They can find us on Instagram at hatmasters. The internet, it's hatmasters.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your day with us today. And you have a great day, Glenn.
Well, thank you very much. We'll see you at WESA.
The links from today's shows are in the episode show notes and at wisdombywesa.com. Subscribe today to Wisdom by WESA on Apple Music, Spotify, or any podcast player, and don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month.